In the meantime, we'll cross to Far North Queensland and speak to a man who's associated with the Far North Queensland FC Heat in the Queensland Conference of the NPL. Good morning to you, Danny Greystone.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, really, really well, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the Far North Queensland FC Heat? It's a bit of a mouthful, but I'm sure it's a fantastic club with plenty of players and playing a terrific competition.
Yes, well, I mean, it's not too much of a mouthful anymore because we're not actually known as the FNQ Heat anymore. We're actually known as Cairns FC.
Okay.
That happened around about 6 weeks ago. I've actually been in North Queensland around about 7 days. I used to ply my trade in South Australia. But a lot of things happened with FNQ Heat last year, and we've rebranded. We're now called Cairns FC, and we're in the NPL in Queensland.
Okay. Now, the NPL in Queensland's a relatively new competition, I believe.
It's been around a few years, but quite honestly, it's relatively new to me as well. I mean, I've watched a lot of the games in Queensland, and I know a lot about the football up there, but, you know, it is relatively new competition, just like most of the NPLs. But it's a strong competition. It's, you know, in comparison to what I've seen in South Australia, it's going to be a very strong season. It's going to be a very difficult season, and the quality seems to be getting a little bit closer to the A-League every year.
Now, Danny, we get told, obviously, that it's a hotbed of, in more ways than one, pardon the pun, because I know it's hot up there, but it's a hotbed of football talent up there with a lot of great Indigenous young talent coming through, and also other young talent that actually doesn't get the opportunity because they're so far away geographically from the city centres. How are you finding it, especially given that you've come in there relatively recently to take over the head coach job there at Cairns FC?
Well, to be clear, you're very accurate there in what you're saying. I mean, the one thing I've experienced here, there is a lot of good young talents. The one thing that we're trying to stop in establishing Cairns FC up here is there's a lot of players who get to sort of 17, 18 and really haven't got anywhere to go. So they end up moving to Brisbane, or they end up moving to Victoria or New South Wales to try and get that next level of football. That's something that we're trying to stop. We've teamed up with Brisbane Roar and established the Brisbane Roar Academy up here as well. So we're trying to create pathways for these players so they can come through and play and aspire to play A-League football or NPL football at the best level they can and not have to move away from Far North Queensland and in particular Cairns.
Of course, one of the success stories there was Frank Farina came through the Cairns system there and, again, had to gravitate to a city centre to be able to be recognised, went on to be one of our greatest ever Socceroos. Are we seeing that level of talent coming through at the moment?
Oh, look, it's quite honestly, it's very, very difficult for me to answer that because I've only really been here in a short space of time. But, you know, the one thing I've seen from the quality of the players that I've already worked with and the quality of the juniors and the quality of the seniors is that there is a massive amount and there's a high level of quality here. And probably the biggest thing as well with it being regional is a level of passion of the people in the area. You know, these people up here are extremely passionate about their football. You know, they want to push on, they want to be successful. And with the establishment of Cairns FC, what we're trying to do is get all these stakeholders just heading in the same direction. And in turn from that will come the quality. But it's going to take a little bit of time.
So, Danny, tell us about the impact of a club like Cairns FC. I know that you want to be as elite as possible, give your elite players and your good players a chance for a player pathway to professional football one day. But what does the impact of a club like Cairns FC have on the local community?
Well, they have a massive amount of impact, and that impact can be either very, very positive, it can be very, very negative. It's a very, very different arena to what you'd experience in sort of South Australia and what I've experienced, because you've got so many teams in such a small area. That doesn't happen in the regional areas. And when it comes to sort of player pathways, for example, you know, if Cairns FC, you know, spot good talent in all the different clubs and they take all that talent out of the clubs, you know, it kind of really rips the heart and soul out of them. So what we've worked hard towards this year, and particularly the first 2 months of establishing Cairns Football Club, is working with the clubs and trying to find a relationship where we can work with the best players in the area, and also then the better players in the area can go back to the clubs and play for them as well. So these better players are getting a balance. They're getting a balance of the elite coaching, but they're also helping the local clubs and to push them forward as well. But it's very, very difficult, and it's very, very different in these regional areas to ID the talent and get these talented players working together, so they get the best arena so they can push forward to professional level. But we think we've found a model now where it can work good for everyone.
And of course, a lot of lessons probably have been learned from the North Queensland Fury demise in the A-League a number of years ago. What would be your vision for the club in 10 years' time?
Well, hopefully, I mean, if we keep pushing forward, I think there is definitely... we can definitely have an A-League club up here, whether it be the A-League 1 or hopefully one day we've got this A-League 2 where we establish a promotion and relegation. There's definitely the passion up here to have an A-League side. It's got to be done right. It's got to be done at the right time. It's got to be in the right area. For me, Ken's with the passionate and the amount of supporters that they've got in this area who support their football, there's definitely the chance for us to have an A-League, either A-League 1 or 2 side up here. But like I say, it's got to be the right time, and it's got to be the right location and the right people behind it.
Fantastic, Danny. Well, all the best of luck there. I know you're new to the area, but obviously you've got a bit of experience in the area of football coaching and going up there and maybe unearthing some gems for us. I believe some of our best players can come from real remote areas around Australia, and it's guys like you who will bring that to the fore. So thanks for joining us today.
No problem at all. I appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. That's Danny Greystone, the head coach of Cairns FC, formerly the FNQ FC Heat up there. Whenever I see that name, I just feel so hot and bothered over playing football in the heat. But it's a beautiful place up there in far north Queensland. It's great that Cairns FC is doing a great job engaging its community and making its young players flourish.